You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do.
Hey, Bobby!
Let's go.
Vamos. Okay. We have 1 day left of Hispanic Heritage Month. Let's go. Let's make it worth it.
Let's go. What's good, everybody? What are y'all doing? Tell us in the chat.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Prem Show. We are the Cooligans. This is our spinoff podcast focused on all things Premier League and whatever else sort of comes up.
Whatever the hell else comes to mind.
There's an international break. So
obviously, well, we don't stop. We keep going.
Okay. That's right. I told you that. We don't stop. I told you that.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what this show is going to be. And yes, we obviously are taping this live on Twitch. So if you're listening to this podcast and you want to be a part of the show, be a part of the chat, go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and follow us right there.
Let's go.
I love this already. Judd on the bench said, my girlfriend and I are on an international break.
Yeah, how long has it been though? Is it like World Cup length?
Okay, so a lot to discuss. Whether it's a couple things going on in the Premier League. Obviously, the Premier League is back this weekend. We got Merseyside Derby.
Right.
But obviously the matches that are going on now, the UEFA Nations League, we got a couple friendlies, we got the World Cup qualifiers in CONMEBOL, it's weird. Some games mean nothing, some games mean absolutely everything, and right. Nations League are like, should we care? I don't know.
What does this actually mean? CONMEBOL's like, okay, so we're all willing to die, right? Everyone's on the same page.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like, oh, yeah, we had, we haven't really seen each other for about 8 to 10 months, but now everything matters right now.
Right. Did we bring the soccer balls and the shin guards? Yes. How about the knives? Did everyone bring the knives?
Okay. I don't leave home without it because I'm obviously going to a Boca River match. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. We all got bricks. We ready to go. Which way's the bus coming?
Okay. You know, you could get bricks through metal detectors, you know? Ain't no problem with that.
Nah, officer. That's all balls and dick. I don't know what you're talking about. It's oddly shaped, to be completely honest with you. I've seen a doctor.
Oh, okay. You're gonna bring this up like my wife does every day? Jeez. Wow. Anyway, already. Yeah, it doesn't take too long to start talking about dicks in some way on this show.
It's what we do. We're known for dick jokes and puppy cams, baby.
Okay. So I see, okay, well, Nutmeg did walk in the door. Okay. He has his keys, so that's good.
Yeah, yeah. My wife can't, but now he's like, oh.
Now he's up to the point, like, he's almost, like, he's reaching, he's almost, when he jumps, he's, like, his head is getting over the pen.
Yeah.
So it's getting scary.
So he's going to hop over that
pen. It's been 1 month. He's grown so much in just 30 days. It's unreal.
Here's my fear with dogs, like, you know how, like, you don't feed them and sometimes you have to, like, yank on the leash and stuff? My fear is they remember all those things. And then when they get big enough, they eat your neck while you're asleep. You know what I mean?
That's a common thing that happens. Everybody knows that.
You know, I've never seen it on the news, but I just think it's because they're cowards and they won't talk about the real stories. That's okay. Why.
All right. We'll get them in the pen in a moment and then I'll get you there. I know everybody's demanding Nutmeg. So I'll get that in a moment. But I want to remind her as well, we will be giving away FIFA 21, a copy of FIFA 21. Alexis, when do you want to do that? Do you want to do that now? Do you want to wait till the end? What do you think?
Wait till the end.
Wait till the end.
So people got to stick around, right?
Okay. Yeah. You got to force them. You got to hook them in.
Colonel Blanco said, damn, where is Steve's second dick when you need him? It's a riff on our previous brick dick joke.
Okay, nice. Nutmeg is in his pen, so let us go. Thank you to everyone who subscribed. There he is.
There you go. He found a white hand that he brought it back with him from the park.
Typical dogs eating, just picking up stray hands. And I love that I have the light going, strobe light.
See it bouncing off of
his
ass.
Yeah, dude, he's like at a nightclub right now. This is
he's at bottle service. That's VIP right there. Yeah.
Okay, so that is Nutmeg. Nutmeg is a golden doodle. He is 3 months old, just like about 3 days ago. So
he does look like fried chicken. Yeah, there it is. Next door nipple just said, "Look at that fried chicken." Boom, perfect.
Okay, so let us begin today's Prem Show with the news about what is it called again? The Big Picture.
The Big Picture Project, which is what you name something when you want to scam somebody. No. You're not thinking about the big picture, which is us controlling everything. Oh, I said it. I should have said it.
Oh, my bad. Project Big Picture, which is essentially a proposal by... I believe the people that were... The clubs that were leading it were Liverpool.
The six clubs that were in the Premier League the longest. And I just want to mention... A good one said something really important in the chat. He said, "Alexis still looking slim." Thank you so much, big good one.
Okay, good. Yeah. You know what? This is the type of interaction that we don't get to do just doing the TV show. We don't get the opportunity for people to call us thin and slim. You know what I mean?
Sidetrack us by complimenting us, which is the type of sidetracking we want.
Yeah, compliments to a comedian are like dogs seeing a squirrel. You know,
100%. Or your dog finding a random hand. You know.
Yes. So Aussie, I'd be already saying it's an American takeover of the EPL. Yeah, the plan is to basically make the Premier League similar to American sports, right? Where it's more of a closed system, I guess.
Well, they don't want to do away with promotion and relegation.
I know that.
They just don't want to give the clubs that haven't been there the longest, they don't want to give them any right to, make decisions, which is right now every club in the Premier League gets a vote. And they want to make it smaller. They want to make it 18, which, if you think about it, is a little bit genius, right? They don't want to get rid of the winter games that they have, the winter games like they're the Olympics. They don't want to get rid of the Christmas time matches that they usually do, right? Everyone else takes a break over that stretch of the winter. Premier League tends to have matches during that. They don't want to compress the schedule that way. What they decided to do is get rid of two clubs. So two clubs additional, right? So it's 18, and they'll get rid of the League Cup. Right. So they'll get rid of the Carabao Cup, which, to be honest with you, you don't need the League Cup and the FA Cup. The FA Cup is clearly the more storied one. Get rid of the bootleg joint. Right. Nobody even knows that. Have you ever tasted Carabao before?
I have not.
Me neither.
Is Carabao an animal? No, it's caribou.
But I think that's what it's based on. I think it's the Portuguese or the Spanish way, the old school way of saying it. Yeah. But yeah, it's a longhorn, isn't it? Or it's a bull.
I thought it was more like an elk or something like that.
No, I think it's more of like a... You know what's funny is we both are staring at computers. We could look this up, but it's so much better to just say you're wrong and I'm
right. Okay, yes, it is. It's like a buffalo. It's a water buffalo.
There you go, right?
Okay, yeah. That's. We can take a look.
See, it's big horns.
Yeah, okay. I get it.
By the way, I Googled once the difference between fresh mozzarella, which is a cow's milk cheese, and a buffalo mozzarella, which is a buffalo milk cheese. And what defines a buffalo milk versus cow's milk? And turns out it's not as simple as just saying, well, that came from a bull and that came from a cow. There is a buffalo and a cow, there's no milk from a bull unless you try really hard.
You want it, you got to earn it.
Your elbow grease is the least of your problems here. The bull's just going to follow you around forever now. He thinks you're his homie. Buffalo and a cow are like almost genetically like very similar. So it's very hard to specify the two, which is how I found out that a caribou was like a longhorn.
Okay. And now I'm looking up a caribou, and this is a caribou.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the girlfriend, the caribou. What are you searching on? I've never seen that.
I'm using Bing because I use the reason
Bing?
I relax. I don't use Bing.
Are you an IT guy?
I'm using so it's easier on OBS when I'm streaming to have a different browser besides Google Chrome open, because when I click on links, Google Chrome will open, and then when I want to show something on the stream, I use it in Microsoft Edge, which is the new Internet Explorer. So that's why I'm using that.
Buddy, come on, get Firefox. This motherfucker pulled out Bing like we weren't going to call it out.
Microsoft Edge, this new one, works pretty well, I'll be honest. It's I don't use it for like my regular browsing. I use it when I'm here with everyone. Anyway,
Senor Shiny OW said Bing is the Canadian Premier League of search engines. Oh, I didn't know Bing was the greatest of all time.
Ozzy AB said Bing. Does Christian have AOL.com? Right.
I got Edge. Doesn't even have all his weird porn searches saved on it. That's why he puts Carabao. He's afraid, like, you know, Cumbus is gonna show up as one of the options.
Okay, I don't need y'all seeing my history. All right?
All right, don't judge me. I told you, right, that one time I was at a work conference and the guys could be, we're talking like 5,500 people were at this theater. And the guy's having problems with his computer, so the guy comes up to fix it. And he was like, oh, just go to this webpage. And he put B, and Bang Bus came out right on this massive screen. And everyone was like, Bang Bus? And there's a bunch of dudes who are like, hey
okay.
Hi.
So funny. Okay, so, all right, what were we talking about? The big picture.
Chad Benty said, what's your MySpace profile? Motherfucker pulled out Bing. I know you used to do IT for Diddy, but you don't have to only use stuff from that era.
Bing is fairly new. Bing is not even that old. I'm just, that's the default thing on Microsoft Edge.
How do you fix it? You're embarrassing our show.
The good thing is it's helpful to have two separate browsers, and Edge works. I don't have to install Firefox, whatever. It works. I barely use this thing. Who cares? Anyway, big picture.
Project big picture. Don't look behind the curtain.
Well, so it was rejected. It's not happening. Right?
Well, who are the six clubs? So it was Arsenal and Everton are in there. Mm-hmm. West Ham, right? I don't know why. Or was it Aston Villa? No, it was West Ham. Obviously Liverpool, Chelsea, Manchester United, and there's one other one, right?
It might have been Everton. No,
I did say Everton. Everton and Arsenal already in there. Yeah. So those clubs wanted to have the only votes, right? And everyone was like, yo, this is a power grab by all the big clubs and West Ham. I don't think they said that specifically. That's how I said it. So they voted that no. But another part of that provision was that they were going to do somewhat of a financial bailout, if you will, of the entire English Football Association, like all the clubs in the league.
Yeah.
The EFL. They did do that. But here comes another piece of news. Top Premier League clubs have threatened to walk away unless radical changes. They're saying if this didn't get passed, that they would break apart and create their own. Excuse me, burp there. They would create their own, not new league.
Not a new league, like a super league, right? That was the idea.
Nickster Nipple said, was Burnsley up there too, Alexis?
Oh, the Burnsley callbacks. You got to love them.
I was so close, guys. It's one fucking letter. Whatchamacallit? I think of the prospect. I know Ellie Menjem tweeted earlier today, good, let him do it, and we'll all focus on the other. You know, the other league.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Like, just have all the clubs that feel like they're too big for the league, let them go. And then that each league in each particular country will probably even mean more, because now these huge clubs won't even
Behemoths
be involved.
Behemoths won't be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and they're like, and national team players won't play for you. I don't think that's the case. I doubt that if Manchester United, City, Spurs, Arsenal, Liverpool, and Chelsea, right, all of a sudden break out and go to their own league. If you want to win the World Cup, right? You want that more than playing for, you know, Manchester United, right?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, clearly, you know, if you're Harry Maguire, you want neither of the two. Based on the way you play.
Otik Ramos said, the Premier League.
The slightly more Premier League. Again, the name is just Canadian Premier League. It's already there. Why would you work on perfection? But if you do that, and if you can't play for the national team, then those clubs aren't as big anymore, right?
Without a doubt, yeah.
The fear is if you allow national team players to play for those, they're going to be able to coax some of the other major teams out of the other leagues. You're going to get your Barcelona and Real Madrid to join this league and not play in La Liga. You're going to get some of these other, like PSG, Marseille or Lyon, whichever one you guys consider big at that time. You're going to get your Juventus. I mean, Juventus practically is in a league of their own when it comes to Italy, right? You're going to get these Bayern Munich. You're going to get them all to join into one league. Would that, if that's only if you're allowing national team players. This has kind of been threatened a couple of times over the last few years. Would this be good or bad for soccer?
This, I mean, look, I liked Ellie Menjum's tweet, and I'll pull it up in a moment. But I like the just acknowledging, like, we're done arguing about it, right? And it's happening more in Europe than it is here, obviously. But people are just like, how much these owners, these billionaires, clearly feel like, yo, there's an opportunity to make more money off this whole football thing, and we're leaving that on the table. As a fan, and
are they
like,
right though?
Are they right that they're losing money? That they're missing an opportunity on making a lot more money? Probably, because with any new version of, I can't imagine a league that's playing weekly with Manchester United, Manchester City, Arsenal, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Dortmund. Oh, that league will succeed. There's no way that's failing, and it's going to do very well. It's a matter of...
Hold on. Jet on the bench put major international league football, and Nick's their nipple put, I'm 100% behind MILF.
Oh, that's amazing. That was the best acronym. That's what it's always meant, okay? That's what they were talking about in American Pie, right?
That is.
Was it American Pie? That's where that came from, right? Yeah.
God, that is beauty. Guys, get in this chat, will you?
Okay, we got...
Sometimes I think we just log on and do the show so we can read the chat. But here's the point I was saying, and Otik Ramos said Alexis is talking about Champions League. No, I'm not, but think about this. Imagine if Champions League had a table and they didn't play. So if you were good enough to get in Champions League, you no longer play in your domestic league. You now play... just in the Champions League, and the Champions League has weekly matches, and it's its own table. Is that so different from what we have now, and would you not be okay with that? And if people say the travel, you can't do the travel, chill, because if we do the travel in the U.S., y'all could do the travel in Europe.
I mean, as far as it being different, the answer is definitely. The problem would be... It's
a good one, but Space League. Sorry, go ahead.
The problem would be the... look, we all know the traditionalists in England. They want to see those small teams play against those behemoth clubs. That is always the fact that they won't be able to do that is taking away from the culture of the sport. And
no,
that
because they'd still play in FA Cup and they'd still play in the League Cup if that existed. So you'd still get, you know,
you don't play them two times a year, which is what people would want. So it would upset people. That's really the main thing. I'm not saying it would
think about it like from a... Forget the fans for a second. Just like,
yeah, who needs
Project
them?
Big Picture.
Project, who gives a fuck about the fans? Okay.
Chad Benty said, would they go back to their local leagues if they lose? See, that's the thing. Champions League becomes a league with a full calendar of matches. And there's no bracket system anymore. It's whoever is at the top of that is essentially the champion of MILF, you know?
The MILF champ. Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Here's your trophy, and you're like, I am really excited to see this.
Is this the trophy MILF? Okay.
It's a real doll.
Okay. So that main issue, look, it is, I like somebody just mentioned Garfield QU said, I don't think my heart can handle Barca getting stomped on that regularly. Still have nightmares of the past city Champions League exits. So there is a part of it that, you know, I think it's those teams that maybe just got into the Premier League or just got into Bundesliga that want, and they want to see those matches against Bayern and Dortmund and City and like it's going to take a lot to be able to convince people to change the way football has been their entire lives.
Is it that big of a change, though? It's now saying, all right, fine, if y'all want to see this, I'm going to give you a new league, and then whoever gets relegated, and I would say half the clubs get relegated, and they get sent back to their domestic leagues, right, for the following season, and then so on and so forth.
Yeah, Nutmeg, I don't know what's going on with Nutmeg. He's going a little good. He's going a little wild. Let's just check to see if he's okay. He is...
Oh, he's going nutty.
He's going nutty. He's maybe
he moved the bed. He's redecorating. He's got feng shui. It's important. I think it's the light, to be honest with you.
Maybe. I could shut it off. I don't know. I'll see. We'll give him another moment. Okay, cool. Maybe he'll calm down. Okay, so this is very distracting. I think he wants to get out of there. Okay, so.
Aussie, but no relegation. No relegation, a.k.a. going down in MILF. I mean, some would say after the history, that'd probably be the most exciting part for MILF, for the league itself.
The next door nipple said, Nutmeg is excited for MILF. Who isn't? It's a major
international league football. Oh, that is wonderful.
It's an incredible competition. Okay. All right. Next, you know what? Somebody... mentioned something that I wanted to talk about. Just speaking of just Americans playing abroad, and I did mention Dortmund, Gio Reyna. Rumors that on the Real Madrid radar. What did you think of that when you saw that, Alexis?
Let's go. Paul Pogba came out today and said that it's his dream to play for Real Madrid. And part of me was like, nah, son, an American is going in there. You ain't got a shot, my
G. He's taking your spot, okay?
I mean, how old is Gio Reyna? 18?
I believe he's 19, if I'm not mistaken. But 18 or 19, yeah, very young, clearly.
And Zidane is already like, yo, we need this guy. That's huge. That's an American.
Yeah. I guess the wild part to me is that
he's 17, 18 soon.
Oh, okay.
Based on the chat.
He how many games has he played for Dortmund? Just caps.
Enough to impress Zinedine Zidane.
12, maybe 15. He has not played a lot, but clearly has already made that kind of impression. So as soon as you hear stuff like that, you're like, oh, okay, he's going to go for some real dough. It's going to be real money if you're already hearing his name now.
I mean, and look, here's the thing. I know he's not going to Real Madrid. Maybe he's not going right away. The fact, when was the last American player to get interest from Real Madrid? I'll give you time, you know? Maybe you at home can bing it, just like Christian would.
Look, it's a useful service. It's not my favorite, but it's the one that's on you.
I
want
to say Bing is trash, unless Bing wants to sponsor this show. Right? The one employee over at Bing's corporate headquarters is like, oh, someone's talking about us on Twitch. Bing it like Beckham. Hilarious.
So, but yeah, huge news. So, I think it was
Judd on the bench, but Santiago Munoz from the goal movies.
Oh, that's right. Oh, Santi. Yeah. I believe Chad was the one who mentioned Gio Reyna before. He said he's apparently signed, to a new contract with Dortmund. So, look, I would.
Yeah, but that's what you sell. You sell them while they're on contract. When they're on contract, they're free. So, I mean, is he putting up a piece of art? What's that noise? He's got a little hammer in his hand.
We're trying to calm him down.
Use contact strips, buddy.
Okay, he's doing okay. He's doing okay. All right.
Gio has 32 caps.
That's surprising. I cannot, but still, 32 caps and already being like, already getting interest from Real Madrid is still quite impressive. But
let's go.
But yeah, I'm surprised it's been 32. It hasn't felt that way, but he's played in some Champions League matches. He's played obviously this season, and he came off the bench last season a couple times. I'm surprised, and the German Cup, the Pokal, whatever,
DFB Pokal.
Yeah.
Here's what I say: if you have a child that's good enough to play for the national team, give it to Claudio Reyna. Okay. This sounds crazy.
Yeah.
But we're trying to win a World Cup.
Exactly. Okay, it's a soccer family. They'll develop some great players. Okay, the other thing. Oh,
Crimson Pizza said Nutmeg doesn't believe the Gio Reyna hype. Maybe that's what it was. He's like, nah, you're trash. You can't go to Real Madrid.
He's just banging.
You ain't listening to me.
Get me out of here. Put me on the street.
Why you put the camera up here if you don't want to listen to my opinion?
Okay, so the other thing, speaking of another American abroad, we should mention Weston McKennie, who not as good news. Yeah, contracted COVID-19. I don't know from where, but I'm just saying Ronaldo got it first. I don't know what they're dapping each other up a little too much.
Right. Still, maybe they're both touching the same Bluetooth speaker in the locker room. You know, Weston McKennie trying to put on some little baby.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo trying to put on some weird Portuguese folk music.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell everybody, stay away from that man. Okay. Nothing good has ever come from
him. We don't co-sign Ronaldo. You should know that on this show.
Rui Diaz from this bit. So let's talk about the international break a little bit, because it feels like a lot of players, even though generally travel is not a great idea right now in general, because there's a lot of risks and danger of getting this damn virus. But it feels like every call up was like, you want to play this COVID gamble? You can represent your colors, you can represent your flag, but
it's Russian roulette with health.
and
there's a reason they don't play games at a stadium in Chernobyl, you know what I mean? Because it's dangerous for the players.
I mean, look, I'm sure the pitch is the grass ain't the healthiest, you know what I'm saying?
It is bright green though. I mean, glows. You don't even need lights at night.
But no, man, that's Raul Ruiz Diaz from the Seattle Sounders, obviously for Peru. Tested positive, and it's interesting, right? Because NYCFC's Alexander Collins, I think his call up was rejected, and he's clean, he's good, right? You know what I mean?
Saved like his life.
There's like that sort of that give and take, and it's Chad just mentioned the Minnesota United and Fire match has been canceled. Yeah, this has been. Look, we saw it also. What was it? Who was the coach in college football? Some Florida team. That was like he wants Governor DeSantis to allow them to have 90,000 in the stadium because the fans helped the team so much.
Yeah.
And then the team, there's a cluster, a COVID cluster.
Right.
And then they can't play games.
Perfect.
At all.
Yes. Not unless all 90,000 are nurses. You know what I mean? Should they be around this team?
Yeah, man. we are obviously we're all fans of soccer. We want to see the game, and the fact that we've been able to watch the game after what it was like a 3 month break that we didn't get to watch any games at all, any sports at all. The fact that we get to University of Florida was the coach. The fact that we get to watch games at all is like there has to be a little bit of like we can't take it for granted the fact that these players are putting themselves at risk. And yeah, they make a bunch of money and they're getting whatever, but it's still they're putting themselves in actual danger. So look,
and this is the thing. It's like if you care about your career, a respiratory issue might cause problems for you as a soccer player. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't baseball. It ain't mostly sitting, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, there's been a bunch of players on international duty. Ronaldo was one of them. That ended up catching COVID. So we're seeing it everywhere. So hopefully this is a little bit of a lesson to be like, oh, if those millionaires with all the testing and everything in place to protect them can still get the disease, maybe I should wear a goddamn mask.
Didn't somebody say that if I don't think I put it in the Slack, but somebody said if there's like a new spike and they lock everything down in England again, which looks like might happen soon, that they still don't think they need to go to a bubble format for the rest of the Premier League matches. They could just continue to do it without the fans and all the travel and everything. So, I mean, again, it seems like they're playing with these players' lives, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, it's strange, too, because not only – you know, it's not simply like these billionaires that are like trying to put everybody at risk. Like we've interviewed several players that have even said like, yo, I need to play. Like, you know, somebody just mentioned something with the audio. Can you turn Christian down and Alexis up? I can do that.
Am I up at the highest now?
You are. Maybe I am too loud. Your audio's okay. Maybe so I am a little loud. You're
turn
fine.
You down to me.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm still, my audio is still almost at peaking. Anyway, hopefully that's better.
Slide yours down so it matches mine.
It doesn't work that simply, but I know what you mean. But I'm looking at the levels themselves and they look okay.
Okay. Can you put mine up at all or?
I can, but you're already pretty loud, but I lowered myself. I might just be talking a little too close to the mic. Sorry.
Aussie AB said, turn Nutmeg up and you two off. Also, a good one also said, why is Alexis not eating wings? Honestly, a great question.
yeah, I came for the wings. Okay. Okay. So, wishing everybody the best and all the health and safety and all that jazz.
Hey, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We just want to break it with a word from one of our sponsors, us, and us, technically you.
The Cooligans have now gotten into the mask game, okay?
Right. We are big mask. That's the business we're in, baby.
Look, if you want to get, obviously, everybody, you need a mask. Wear a damn mask if you want to get over this dumb pandemic that is ruining all our lives.
Right.
But so we decided, you know what, let's make one. And I think it'd be kind of cool if it has the Cooligans logo on it. It also says stay safe and stay gully right on it. You'll be the freshest, gulliest mask wearer in the world.
Everybody at that Wegmans or wherever you go in as they're dragging some maskless Karen out and you walk past them wearing this will be like, whoa.
Yeah, you're just like, with your Cooligans mask, you're just going to be like, couldn't be me.
Okay? Nah, fam, I'm staying gully and safe. And here's the best part. 100% of the proceeds is going to go to charity. We are doing a collaboration with South Bronx United. They help the community in the South Bronx. They have a soccer academy. They do educational classes. They had a journalism class that Christian and I spoke at, and they were like, who are these two? They're not journalists. We know more than them. And I'm like, these kids say the darndest things. And also, they help out the community where they hand out masks. They do a lot of legal help for a community that could use all of those things, and we absolutely love all those things. We grew up in similar communities, so we wanted to give back. So 100% of the proceeds of this mask goes to that. And in fact, Upper 90, who is teamed up with us and is making the mask, actually gave us an even better deal so we could give even more to charity. So
exactly.
This would mean a lot to us if you would purchase this. Even if you didn't need an extra mask, it's worth having one, especially one that's as gully as this.
Exactly. So, you know, if you don't need one, give it to your child, okay?
That's right.
They could use a nice gully mask while they're
distance
learning.
Put one on your puppy.
Okay? So pick one up. You can get them at soccercooligans.com. They are from Upper 90. They're a high-quality mask. They you can wear them for a long time. They're really comfortable. Highly recommend it. Even if you don't need one, all the proceeds do go to charity. So you'll be supporting a very good cause in South Bronx United. So again, you can see the description. The link will be in the description of this podcast episode, or you can just go right to soccercooligans.com and the link will be there as well. So pick up a mask today.
We were talking a little bit about the Premier League. I don't know if you saw this. There's been mention of the Premier League starting their own OTT, which is over the top, which is what Fubo is, just the Fubo TV, who just went public. Buy that stock, you know, make us more money. we don't get stock options, by the way. It just keeps us on the network. TalkSport mentioned this. There's a clip of somebody. I forget his name. His name is in here. He is Simon Jordan, again, with these British people with two first names as opposed to an actual name. We got Brian Kevin on the phone from Shropshire.
Do you want me to just the clip is 40 seconds. Do you want me to just play it?
Yeah.
When guys like me sit here saying the Netflix of football, when we talk, go and look at what Netflix's market cap is. It's worth 230 billion. Right now, look at what the English Premier League can become if it gets its act together. It says thank you very much to your lot over at Sky. We'll take it from here and build its own platform. It'll be worth 100 billion quid, that Premier League. 100 billion quid all day of the week and twice on Sunday. So if you weren't a billionaire as an owner when you went into that league, you'll be a billionaire as a result of being a shareholder in that league. This is about uber money.
You don't elicit a lot of trust when you use German words, you know, Uber money. Yes.
I mean, Uber is a very good app, and it also made a lot of money. But they already invented that, so they got to figure something else out.
I'm way more interested in Uber money. Just the lousy human value.
Okay, that's the next big thing.
That's just holding your hands out, going, put some money in there. Okay. The Premier League starts its own monthly subscription service, so you can watch the matches on it versus on all these different services. The one benefit to this is you don't have to wonder which of the NBC channels is this stupid game on, you know? It's all on one service.
Yeah, so
and honestly, kind of genius.
It's not a bad idea, and we can talk about where media is kind of going in this direction.
That sounds like a fun conversation.
Well, look, I mean, I think it's relevant right now, especially right because especially let's talk about the Cooligans, right? We are on an over the top platform, right? We are two stand up comedians that, you know, when we started doing comedy 11 years ago, our options of like how to propel our careers were set in stone. They were pretty limited, right? You tried to get on Comedy Central. You tried to get a half hour. You tried to get a late night, a 5 minute, and then the next opportunity was possibly like maybe you did the Tonight Show and then
Comedy Central half hour, and then maybe like an HBO special.
Yeah, and then maybe somebody you did Just for Laughs, the comedy festival, and then somebody saw you and they were like, oh, do you have a sitcom you want to make or something like that. It was really not many avenues for you to be a successful comedian, right?
So
what this is sort of done, and what we've sort of realized is like, you know, what YouTube and the internet and all these people creating their own platforms has allowed people to just say, you know what, I don't need the big networks. I don't need NBC. I don't need the Tonight Show to give me an opportunity, because I can potentially create something that more people will see than even that set that I do on the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And obviously it's still a huge thing. I mean, I would love to do the Tonight Show. Jimmy, please. Any opportunity, I would love to.
You're ready.
Yeah.
Just ask.
Just let me know. But there's something pretty incredible to say, like, you know what? I'm just going to do this myself. And every sports league is beholden to the networks, right? NFL has to work with ESPN because they have everything in place to broadcast their product better than they can do it on their own. But if Premier League said, we're going to make our own thing and hire the best people to have a platform that works, you know, because even people get mad at Peacock. I'm like, some people, I've heard this, that they prefer to watch the illegal stream even though they have the service that they pay for because it works better. The legal stream works better. So,
and you get to hear a Turkish guy call the match, which was the last time you heard that.
So that's kind of the position the Premier League is in. And if they're willing to spend the I would say millions of dollars to get that in place, maybe even a billion, to be honest. That's how expensive it would be to have something like this that would work all over the world. it's not crazy, but they have to make that investment.
And also, when we were at Bundesliga, the CEO of the Bundesliga said that they basically produce all their own content and they distribute that to the channels. So they're the ones that are manning the cameras. So they're already kind of doing this to some degree. I could see Bundesliga doing this tomorrow. Someone is now doing, I love the UAE stream. I don't know, Jane James, whatever, Yermina.
Yeah, yeah. Fluent Arabic, I see you there.
You know, it's just we're not getting the curvy letters, but I think it's all true. I think when you look at how the leagues are progressing, this actually might be an upgrade. And I know this is going to upset everyone else, but this might be an upgrade. And I could also just see it being like, yo, all right, we'll do all the other matches and one, two, or maybe three matches go on a major network. Because why not make that TV money? And also, you'll probably get the same amount of money you do now because they're going to be going nuts for those two or three matches. They're going to pay you a shit ton. Same thing if you're the NFL. If you're the NFL or if you're the NBA. After what the NBA did with the bubble, there's no reason they're on three different networks. You know, on TNT and ESPN, yeah. And maybe that's it. Some matches, I think, are on the NBA channel. But that's... You should have your own service that I pay for, and I'm good with that.
But also people get mad at that too, right? Because you see the tweets all the time. They're like, why do I have to have seven streaming services to watch certain games? It's annoying. Like, I get frustrated. I'm trying to watch the Colombia matches for these World Cup qualifiers, and they're on pay-per-view. They're on something I never even heard of. Fanatis? I never heard of that. But it's
that's the new one.
It's a new one where you have to – it's pay-per-view for your country. So it's like you have to pay $30 per game to watch your country, and then and then you get like a deal if you want to watch matches from the other countries. Like, yo, how is this the best way to do this, right? They're like, the fact that they can't set some sort of deal with whatever, like through the NR or ESPN to just like broadcast these games is like kind of crazy, right?
You can't get one sponsor to give you a bunch of money to be the only sponsor on the entire broadcast.
I wish. So there was the book Red Card by Ken Bensinger, which is the one that really talks about all the corruption from CONCACAF.
Totally. I'm way up on these. Love them.
So I read it a couple months ago, and the interesting thing is, this is what Chuck Blazer, this is right now what we're talking about. This is what Chuck Blazer was so good at. Chuck Blazer could finesse these deals to be able to get games to air here. And he would be the middleman to be like, okay, I'll set you up with a deal with CONMEBOL so that games will air. And it's like, and then they would do the back payments of like, yeah, he would get like $1.2 million for doing this and funnel money and all this other stuff. But,
Dude, I gotta get into this, man.
That's what the majority of the corruption within FIFA is TV rights. TV rights are so even though you know, let's say Premier League does want to do this, do you know how much? It seems practical, but the level of corruption to
how many bad people will lose that money?
They'd be like, no, thank you. Not happening.
Dude, imagine the midnight knock on the door you get if you're the head of the Premier League. Bro, if you suggest this,
highly recommend. If you read the book, Red Card.
Not going to do it. But thank you so much for telling us.
I'm telling the people in the chat, people listening to the podcast. It's a great book and it really explains everything of like why there was so much corruption and what they really did. The dude from Trinidad. What's his name?
Jack Wagner.
Warner.
Yeah. Maybe Warner.
I don't remember his name. I think it's Warner. Yes.
Dude, Chuck and Jack, though. We got to write that. We got to write that sitcom. Somebody put that a sitcom, the Fubo sitcom should be your girlfriend Elaine is my nutritionist. Jack Warner. Lousy human Jack, Val put it up.
Yeah, Jack Warner.
Let's see how he's doing. Is he still in there? Oh, no.
You're
right,
okay.
Though. Too many people would lose too much money. If the NFL could never do it because ESPN would be like, we'll give you $40 billion just to stay on. That's not even the money.
It's going to be difficult to turn that money down. So as great as it might be of an idea, you know, maybe it's like $9.99 a month and you get to watch every Premier League game on one app. It ain't happening like that, bro.
Verm the Germ put, I think it's pronounced James, Trinidad James. You know, Warner was like, I better have ice, gold all on my watch, and gold all on my chain.
Oh, man. Okay, so I'm glad we have that. Look, this is my wheelhouse, okay? When we start talking about tech platforms and TV rights. Okay, that's what the Prem Show is about. Okay?
Yeah, dude, it's not about Doritos anymore. That's why Alexis is in the corner crying.
Actually, let's look at a couple of the matches coming up. The Premier League is returning this weekend, Saturday. So Everton, let's go. The Merseyside Derby, which is the only problem. My only problem I have here, why they got to be the 7:30 a.m. Eastern time game, bro?
As long as it's not Arsenal at that time, that's all I care about.
Brutal. Yeah. Apologies for not making me too loud. I'm trying. This is the give and take of. Look, he's playing with the soccer ball.
Oh, he's playing soccer. Yeah.
Okay, it's working out.
Imagine getting nutmegged by nutmeg. Whoa.
Bro.
No. That's like Googling Google, dude.
Okay, so I know why he's about to get fed. You know what? I'll put the camera on when he's about to get fed. We got him this cool thing for where he has to, like, it's like a mat that he has to burrow and look for the food. So it's like he's like scavenging. So it's pretty cool. It works really, really well, and it keeps him busy for some time. So
I'm just jabbing the bench, but it's like banging Bing. Oh no. Although Bing, I think, can just crash by just using it, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay. Let's look at a couple of the match. Oh, okay.
What do you think is going to happen Everton Liverpool?
Let me. He's about to be fed. Oh, did he? Oh,
is he laying in bed?
Okay, there he is. Yes. So what we've been doing is trying to get him to be calm before he gets food. So we have him sit in the bed for like a moment and be patient, and we say like wait, so that he doesn't get too anxious when food is coming. You see?
Oh. Is that a sheep? What is in her hand?
It is. It's like a mat with felt it's a very soft fabric, and he has to like look through it for the food because the food is inside in between all the fabric. So see, look, the guy's excited he gets for food.
This dog is not having this whole relaxed thing. He's like, I'll relax until the food comes near me.
There he is. So
I see. All right, cool. It looks like a big old pom-pom.
Correct.
And the food is tucked in each of those like little things?
Yeah, and he has to like look for it, and it keeps him busy. Keeps him busy. Okay. All right.
Yo, shouts to Monkey, who just gifted two more.
Hey, Monkey, thank you.
Dude, Monkey is the best.
Appreciate the love, and then I'm sure that everybody in the chat does as well, so thank you. 13 subs gifted. You're the best. Thank you, Monkey. Cheers. Okay, Jaren. I think Jaren's been drinking a little bit. He's like, this fucking dog.
He also put East Coast people complaining about game times, LOL.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. It's just definitely 7:30 is... It's challenging. I know you guys do like 4:30 or 5:30 in the morning.
If we lived on the West Coast, I just wouldn't be a Premier League watcher anymore. I'd still be a fan. Hey, Perfect Tommy's now gifting people. Whoa.
Look at this. Beautiful. Look at all these subs. Let's go back to Nutmeg. All right. Nutmeg Cam for every sub. He's still burrowing there. He's having a good time.
He's really getting after it.
Yeah. You should. I don't have a microphone close enough to him, but he goes through like he sniffs hard, like it almost like he's exhausting himself. He's like really learning how to become like a hunter. You know what I mean?
He's getting in there. Jaron Wright put Jaron said I'm on my third margarita. Monkey now gifted another sub. Back to the dog.
Boom.
I would not be watching the recordings of the games, Glenn Starr. I just would be looking at the highlights and making as smart a guess as I can on the show that I know how the match went from there, because I'm not waking up at 4:30 to watch no game. I might stay up. I might stay up.
Chad just said, "Mike that dog, fam." I'll have to figure that out.
Dude, I'm telling you, in 6 months, you and I are not even on this fucking show. It's just that damn dog. And only when the dog is tired does he hit a button and it comes back to us.
Okay.
The Cooligans camp.
So let's take another look. Obviously, Everton, Liverpool. Who's going to win this? Everton. We already know that.
You really believe that?
You know what? I do.
Even though Liverpool's last match was 7-2?
Yeah, they lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think.
And you think they're going to follow that with another loss?
I think Everton is going to... They're going to play well in this game. They're not going to win by a lot. It might be a 1-0. Sadio Mane, I believe, is not playing, I think, because he had COVID. I think he still has a quarantine. I think he's training. I'm not sure. Obviously, if he's not there, I think they have better chances.
I hate Tommy says 2-2. I think y'all are wrong. I think Liverpool going to win this thing like 3-1.
No Alisson, no Mane, no Thiago. Hey, Lazio Human Bow. Got Monkey again with the gifting.
They've given 15 gift subs to this channel. That's nuts.
it's too kind. We appreciate it. Thank you. Colobanco said no Alisson, no Mane, no Thiago. I like our chances.
I mean, look, it's going to be a great match, and I can't wait to wake up and hear what happened. Arsenal is playing Manchester City. I just read a great article on The Athletic about some of the tactical differences or some of the sort of the theoretical differences between.
Thank you, R. Brady B, for the follow. Appreciate it.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Thank you so much. Some of the differences between the approach of Arteta and Pep Guardiola. So there's a lot of interest in this match. I do think Arsenal is going to at least get a 2-2 draw. But one of the things that they brought up is that Pep Guardiola went straight. He was like the captain of Barcelona. And I know he went to go play for Dorados in Mexico at the end of his career. But he essentially went like right into being an incredible head coach, you know, or manager. Whereas Arteta played in England. You know what I mean? Couldn't get on the first team at Barcelona. So he went to go play for Everton for a few years, ended up at Arsenal for another 5 years. Loves English football, understands it at a deeper level, had to play up his way to get into these clubs, wasn't considered the best player at either of these clubs, and he was an assistant for a little bit under Pep Guardiola. So, like, even people like Leroy Sané, when Leroy Sané was being asked, you know, how did Pep Guardiola help your development? He said, to be honest with you, it was more Mikel Arteta because that was his job. He worked one-on-one. He helped Raheem Sterling become a better player. He helped Leroy Sané become a better player. So he's had the one-on-one. He's had the people management sort of background. Does that make Mikel Arteta a better manager than Pep Guardiola? I don't think people are really considering Pep Guardiola like one of, but not the greatest manager right now. I do think that, you know, within time, I do think we'll find out that Mikel Arteta is a better manager.
That's a bold statement. Anything is possible but with that kind of prediction. But I don't think Arsenal are winning this game, even though the great Mikel Arteta is at the helm for Arsenal Football Club.
I would agree. I think we can all agree that Mikel Arteta makes more tactical changes than Pep Guardiola. Pep Guardiola wants to come out and play his game. Mikel Arteta,
he'll go
3-man back line, 4-man back line.
But Arsenal usually, in the last couple of years, they have trouble with Manchester City. Manchester City usually,
beat them at the end of the year. What are you talking about?
I'm not saying that they do, did. I say that they never win. I didn't say that. I just said that they give them trouble. I don't think Manchester.
I'll let it go.
Yeah. thank you for your blessing. I think Manchester City wins this one.
What do you think the result is?
I think it's going to be like 3-1. They're good. They're good. I mean, Arsenal. I'm not saying they're like some trash team, but Manchester City. Unless they have like their losses always seem like flukes, you know. But I think they lost their last game, I believe. So I think they're gonna do well in this
Monkey just gifted. I hate Tommy.
Okay, maybe it's, I love Tommy. That's okay. I think that's what it is now. Okay. All right.
Oh wait, is my nutmeg in there? No, he's
not in there. Okay.
All right. We owe you. We owe you a nutmeg game.
Okay. Chelsea Southampton. Chelsea should win this game, but I want to bring this up because of recent comments from Kai Havertz, who obviously the German international he played in the Nations League game. I don't know if you saw the game that he played. Who did they play? Germany played against
Sweden.
Was it Sweden? Switzerland. And this game was 3-3. This game was nuts.
I think we all agree. Same fucking thing.
You know what? We don't agree, Alexis, but okay. But it was a great game. And he scored a goal. Gnabry scored like a back. It was an unbelievable game. Anyway,
yeah.
Kai Havertz was asked about his thoughts on the Premier League, and we should...
He said the intensity in the duels and the runs is much higher. It's a completely different league, and the games are very exhausting. The Bundesliga isn't worse, but I noticed differences. It seems to me like there aren't any average or bad players here. Everybody is at a very high level, which just tells me they haven't played United yet.
soon. it's good to hear this stuff because we sort of we try to understand like what makes the Premier League the most watched league in the world. Why is it so popular? Why do all the best players? Is it simply just because of the money or whatever?
That's how cool Andrew put her.
That's how the British laugh.
Yo, he's at the end of his rope. Okay, well, her.
But it's interesting to know that because, one person I always go to when it comes to comparing leagues is I love Jimmy Conrad's thoughts on this. He always says it's just like that at the difference in every league is just people make less mistakes in the better leagues. And that's what you see, from La Liga to Bundesliga and then some of the, other countries in Europe to the international level and all that sort of stuff. And that's I think he's kind of echoing that. Kai Havertz is kind of echoing that. Like he's like, oh no, nobody's bad out here. And it's like it's interesting because he's like, I'm not saying Bundesliga is worse, but you know what? You really are saying it's worse, right? You're saying that every team has like two or three. Like, yo, I don't know how you got this job, but like you don't even really belong here,
right? So apparently we just hit 50 subs.
Hey, we did
it. Everybody's celebrating. And Nickster Nipple said, we hit 50 subs. Alexis, you got to put that dick on the table. Did I say that? They got the cable. By the way, we just lost a viewer. They got the table is not in the view shot of this camera. That's a cam nobody wants. I got to be honest with you.
Thank you, everybody.
Imagine I, like somebody, another comedian subbed in or I did a different podcast as a guest. And I was like, I'm not going to say that this person is better than Christian, but I have noticed differences. Everything they say is funny. There's no missteps. You would feel a very high level of disrespect.
I feel like you might be saying I'm not that funny, okay? So, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to read between the lines.
Heard how you said it. I appreciate the dancing you did around the main subject, which I seem to have only ascertained, is that I am not as funny as the person you were just with.
Oh, my goodness. So, look. Nutmeg is he's excited about the 50 subs, clearly.
Yeah. He's too cute. Very loud, though. Glad he's not in my apartment.
Yeah, he gets a little loud. Right now he is looking at Helene open the as soon as the fridge is opened, he's like, yo, that's it. I know what yo.
Damn. He gonna knock down this camera, bro.
This is so funny. He's putting his face right there.
Thank you so much to everyone, Monkey, I guess, first, who's gifted about 48 of those subs. Thank you to everyone who subscribed. Thank you to everyone who's followed. This is incredible. We're at 544 followers. We're really close to 600. We're getting there faster than we did from 400 to 500. And shouts to everyone watching, dude. This is it's been incredible. And we're going to keep doing this every Wednesday. Thursday.
Exactly. Yeah, Twitch has been a nice, fun, different thing to do. So thank you so much for you know, being a part of us with this. A couple other things. Anything else that we...
Nipple said, I wonder when he's saying bad players if he's referencing John Brooks. Ouch, man.
Oh, bro, that's too close to my eagle heart.
The only American players we talk about is Gio Reyna, Tyler Adams, Christian Pulisic, and Weston McKennie when he gets healthy. That's it. We're not allowed to talk about any other national team players.
There have been a couple of people talking about we mentioned this on the TV show about Serginho Dest, right? Mm-hmm. About him kind of spoiling the news about the potential U.S. men's national team games that might be happening this month. Yeah. Who knows?
If tomorrow, that's gonna... maybe.
Yeah. Who knows if that's going to happen? But the so that led to people tweeting out like lineups of what they would like the U.S. men's national team to look like. And when it comes to the center back position, John Brooks is one of the guys that's still there. How do you feel about John Brooks going forward in the future of the national team? Do you think he still belongs, or is it like Matt Miazga should get that spot, or, you know, Walker Zimmerman or whatever?
I think they should all go into camp and compete. I think John Brooks, by virtue of having been a part of World Cups, deserves to be in the camp at least. You want someone who's been to that sort of level of competition, who's been there before. But, yeah, maybe he's not your starter. Maybe you're not pulling in a bunch of MLS guys either. You know, you definitely don't need a guy like Tim Ream in there. But maybe you have a Miazga. Maybe you have maybe Aaron Long, you know what I mean, who's, I think, proven to be a really good center back. I think a guy like James Sands needs to be considered at least. But I do think along with some of – and I think this was the problem. And I was one of those people who was like, yo, no one – who's been on the national team before deserves to be back on it other than Christian Pulisic after they didn't qualify for Trinidad and Tobago. But I do start to understand, like, yo, you do need some veteran presence, at least in the camp. Cameron Carter-Vickar, maybe not. I think he's played his way out. I think he's in the championship now.
Yeah, but he left Tottenham. Right?
Yeah, but bring him into the camp. I think he's at, Preston North End or something like that? Bring him into the camp. Let him go to the camp and try to play their way in. Dude, if Giazzi Zardes is getting starts at forward, you know what I mean? You never know who's going to be at center back, you know?
I don't look. John Brooks is always going to be adored after the goal against Ghana.
The header against Portugal.
Oh, it's in Portugal?
Yeah. Remember, he dreamed about it. He said he was going to score in the 86th minute or something like that.
So he's always going to be adored. But look, you watch him in a couple Bundesliga matches, and he also has dealt with a lot of injury, and he really hasn't like stood out that much, you know, ever since that World Cup. So, okay.
Some architect said you got that kid at Bayern too. That's Chris Richards, who actually just got injured.
Yeah, was it a serious injury? I don't know,
to be honest with you. I just know that
he's
injured.
Missing a game, but I don't know how serious it is. The last thing I wanted to bring up.
Is there anything that you guys asked us in the chat that we looked over? Let us know.
Yeah,
and
please.
Shouts to Keen Shadows, who said, I appreciate you guys for making my work day go by quicker with these. Hey, no problem, baby.
Happy to help. Lazio Val says, is Chris Richards the center back? I believe he is, right? Chris Richards is a center back. Is he playing?
I believe so. I know he's a defender.
He's a defender. Yeah, I don't think he's on the wing. You know what? I think the people who are apologies to everyone listening to the podcast. You're hearing a dog whine. I wish I knew how to stop that or control that. But
I think the easy way is to not have a dog. You know.
Oh, it's too late, Alexis. How's he doing? He doesn't want to be in there right now.
He's getting ups, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Considered a blow dart? Is that considered run?
So, apologies to everyone. So the last thing I wanted to bring up was just...
after Pickford's error today, will he stay as England's goalkeeper for long as the number one? Who else do they have that's
Football
nipping?
Talk 10, thank you for the follow. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much, homie. Who else is a top level goalkeeper for England at the moment.
Bring back Joe Hart. Let's go.
Dude, that dude, I mean, hand out Gatorades, Lucozades.
Pickford.
Henderson.
Wait, was that Pickford's error? Are you talking about the penalty? Just to confirm, because that's all I really saw as far as an error. I wasn't paying attention to the game 100% of the time.
Neither was I. But here's the goalkeepers, right? We have Dean Henderson, Nick Pope, Jordan Pickford, Tom Heaton, and Jack Butland. Right? I mean, that silence tells you everything you need to hear, right? It's not the most exciting list of goalkeepers.
Monkey
with another sub.
Thank you for that again.
Jeez.
For football talk. Okay. Pope is at Burnley?
I believe so. He's at Burnley, turns out. he's from Soham, United Kingdom. I'm probably mispronouncing that. Soham. Yeah, okay. He plays for Burnley. Yo, all these dudes that look like they need a little bit of a tan, you know?
Get that every, to, every to British English, people.
Yo, British people all look like they weren't breastfed. Why is that?
Oh, that's a formula, kid. I see it.
Yeah, damn.
You could tell, bro.
There's just something about it, you know what I mean? You can see it. The ears are lower or something. There's something there, you know?
Oh, my God.
Dean Henderson looks like a caricature drawing of what someone who hates English people would tell a caricature drawer an English person looks
nobody,
like.
Look, Pickford makes errors, right? But he's apparently – I don't know if – I guess – is he like the best keeper in the sense that he's like the craziest and nobody wants to tell him that he lost the job? I don't know what exactly. I mean, he is the Everton goalkeeper. He is guaranteed and I'm not here to just hate Jordan Pickford, because I do think he makes some important saves when necessary, but he is guaranteed.
You know what he is? He's a highlight goalkeeper. He makes a couple highlights, but if you watch the whole match, you're like, the rest of the time, this was shit. Yeah.
He makes like one or two errors a game that don't always necessarily lead to goals, but he does. He makes about one to two errors a game that are like, ooh, that was a close one, Picky. Yeah, you know what I mean? So,
like, he don't even yell at the defenders. You know, he's like, "No, this one's on me."
I'm surprised that look. I don't think his job is his for sure. I think if he makes a couple mistakes, he is done. But I guess other people have been worse. That's really the only thing, the only explanation I can possibly give.
Is Dean Henderson on loan, or is he just De Gea's backup? Because if he is, you don't deserve to be England's number one if you can't be your own club's number one.
Yeah, and let's refer to, you know, a British person who is in the chat, not so Kyle Andrews, says Southgate won't drop Pickford because he hasn't really made any high-profile errors for England. He likes consistency at the position.
Which is fair. You know, Southgate has proven that if you don't jump to the hype of the press, you know what I mean? That if you just make decisions on your own and you keep going with a plan, it seems to work out pretty well. You know?
Do you think, and I'll put this on to people in the chat, do you think Pickford was the reason that penalty happened? Because I was watching on Through the Innit, and they were showing this replay 400 times. I mentioned this before we started actually taping the podcast, but I'm watching it over and over and over at every angle, and there was definitely some miscommunication between Kyle Walker and Jordan Pickford. But Kyle Walker, I would say it's a pretty soft penalty. I don't know the player for Denmark, but he basically wrapped his leg around. The ball was in front of Kyle Walker. Kyle Walker was shielding the ball. The Danish player kind of wrapped his leg around him to try to get the ball, on goal. They didn't really get the ball cleanly, but Kyle Walker, in the attempt to clear it, hits his leg.
Right.
Kicks him in the leg. To me, that's incidental contact. I don't think because the guy was putting his leg in like in a weird position, like around Kyle Walker. I didn't see the call, but I wouldn't blame Jordan Pickford there. That's my opinion.
I mean, if you know, when people think you cause mistakes, people are going to take those 50-50 opportunities and say it's your fault. You know what I mean? Like Harry Maguire, for not to keep bringing this up, Andrew, but that's the kind of guy who's just going to get things blamed on him now because of the last his whole career, but the last few weeks.
Oh, your entire body of work? Is that what you're criticizing me on?
Look, you bribe a Greek cop, okay? After trying to fight him. Yo.
Yeah. I see it.
You know? This is your cross to bear now. It's not so called injury, but soft as fuck penalty, though. Ref was soft the whole game.
The Denmark player was Eriksen Christian. Which, no, yeah, I assume you're referring to Christian Eriksen, unless that's a joke.
No,
apologies.
He was saying it was Chris Eriksen, comma, Christian.
Oh,
talking
Christian.
To you.
Okay. But I don't think it was Eriksen. Am I crazy? Because Christian Eriksen is more of a midfield. I feel like it was somebody else.
Put, he should have stayed in jail, fam.
Football Talk 10 said, I wish I had FIFA 21. My parents can't afford it. we're giving away FIFA 21 at the end of this.
He's just hoping Monkey. Monkey, like, here's it.
Monkey, buy him FIFA 21.
Yo, Monkey's all of our rich stepdad, dude.
I'm sorry you can't afford it. I mean, you know what? You're not missing much, I'll be honest with you. Okay. Okay. So... So the last thing I want to just bring up was the Carlo Ancelotti winning.
Of course, you have to bring this up.
Coach, manager of the month.
Manager of the month. Dominic Calvert-Lewin also won. What, player of the month?
Yeah. So,
dude, killing it. Do they take that's just Premier League, right? They don't take into consideration his goal for the national team.
No,
that's just Premier League. Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. he still deserves it.
Because he was he was awarded before he went on the international break. So
yeah, dude, he's getting buckets.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin scoring also for England as well, getting his first goal for the senior team. Everton just absolutely thriving. You
enjoy
love it.
Enjoy it now.
Look, outside of the Santiago Arias injury in Colombia, like they also played well. Oh, you know what? Actually, maybe we should. This is where we should end the show on the goal call. Radamel Falcao scoring for Colombia against Chile.
The announcer of the match happened to be in a nightclub, but still did his job
on stoppage time. And you know, and this is actually a good. This can bring us back to we did this on the first episode of our podcast ever. That was one of the subjects I brought up. I said that the Colombian broadcast on Gol Caracol or Caracol TV, whatever. The announcers use reverb and they play music during a goal call. If you go back to our first episode of the podcast, go on our feed. This is a thing that we brought up because it's literally like the best thing. It's so fun and it's so different.
We play clips of it on the show.
Correct. So this is it. So this is, it was a great game, by the way, as well. Colombia, Chile. So let's take a quick. Look at it. Listen to this. This is beautiful. Lerma va para dentro. Lerma aquí en Morelos. Pégale a alguien. Pégale a alguien. Morelos desde afuera. Adentro. This is the best.
My favorite is the Chile manager just looking at his watch.
Just incredible. And a great goal, by the way, from Falcao.
Yeah, dude, I mean, just put your foot out, you know? Hey, dude, I honestly think the way the Colombian national team players celebrate when they score, I think they only get paid if a goal is scored. You know what I mean?
More like a commission type thing. Oh, man.
RCAB put would be great if VAR canceled the goal after that. People are saying, no.
Oh, Colbank said, Alexis Rueda, the Chile coach, is Colombian. That must hurt, right?
Yeah, dude, he's out celebrating with the team. He's like, "What? No, I'm Colombian." So,
it's okay. I'm just saying, honestly disappointed. His head doesn't appear in the middle of the screen, just spinning round and round. Which would be so funny. Always so fun. If you didn't get to see, are there any? There's no more World Cup qualifier matches, right? Those are done. In CONMEBOL, yeah, the international break is over. So, watch them if you can. Somehow they're not easy to watch. But
unless you want to spend $30 on a pay-per-view. I was actually, there's a Smithfield Hall here in New York City, which is a huge soccer bar, actually has a bunch of TVs facing out in the windows, and they have all the seats built in the parking spot in front, which is huge. It's a big front. So you get a lot of seats out there, and they have heaters and everything. It's actually really cool. But I was talking to the owner, and I said, "Are you going to have the South American qualifying stuff?" And he said, "No, because it's too expensive for like a bar. It's something like $500."
Oh, wow.
So they said they would need like 50 people to commit to paying $10 each to being there that day. And he's like, and then they'd have to order drinks and food. He's like, "I don't want to do that to customers." He's like, "So we're just not going to show it."
Yeah, it sucks, man.
Put up the illegal stream, dude.
Right. We need
Who's going to say no? It's COVID.
Okay, so you know what? We should end the show with the giveaway of FIFA 21.
Oh, are you ready?
I am ready. So I've done this before. So I have a randomizer.
It's getting nerdy again.
It's getting a little bit nerdy, obviously.
Again, that's randomizer.bing.com.
No, this is in Microsoft Excel.
Oh, and he threw it out over us.
So as you can see, so if people are curious, obviously we didn't pre-pick the winner. You will see it live. So you're looking at all the people who follow us. There's a list there, and you're seeing towards the bottom, you're seeing if you are a subscriber.
Football Talk 10 said, "Please, I really want it." And then he said again, "My parents can't afford." Just reminding you, no guilt trip, Christian. Come on, randomizer.
Please, randomizer, get it for Football Talk. Maybe the winner will give it to Football Talk. Who knows? And then you see these names here at the bottom. Those are the people who are subscribers. So you have two chances to win. Because your name is there twice, obviously.
Chad Bentley said, "Choose your favorite." Chad Colblanco said, "Also, you know, you could do this on Streamlabs next time."
Yes, but I didn't. So the reason I looked there, but I think I wanted to give subscribers a better chance to win. Senior Shiny OW, thank you.
Hey. What's up?
I wanted subscribers to have a better chance to win, not just the followers. So this was
Senior Shiny said, "Hey, yo, add my name again."
So funny.
Subscribed.
I can't do that. So it's let me do that right now. Hold on. So as you can, I'll add the subscribe. Okay, there it is. Senor Shiny OW.
And
right?
I think Keen Shadows got a sub as well.
Oh, come on. This is going to take too long.
Hold on. Just throw Keen Shadows in there, because if you mention it in the chat, then we got to add you.
Okay. Done.
All right, that's it. We're done. All right. Gates are closed. Let's go. Let's give it away.
Okay.
Everyone listening to the podcast is like, "Am I really listening to a giveaway?"
Oh, wait. You know what? And now, because I do feel bad, Football Talk was given a subscription. 10, right? Football Talk 10. Okay, cool. Done. That's it. No more entries.
Yeah, we're shutting it down.
Okay, so I got this Excel formula to be able to determine who the winner is. You can see it there. That is a rand. You see the rand between. It will pick a random name from the list here.
Everyone listening, we're doing this live on the, like, they could see his Excel spreadsheet, which again is more embarrassing than your search history. But we want everyone to see it, so no one claims we're doing anything. Picking friends or anything.
Okay, and you know what? I have to add, because I added some names, so I have to extend the column a little bit. Okay,
here we
go. Now that is done. Okay. All right. So, drum roll, everybody.
The winner is
the winner of FIFA 21 for whatever system you like is.
Come on, Football Talk.
Ben Borgono.
Is Ben, he even here?
Ben might not be here, but that is who won.
Okay.
Congratulations.
No one's excited because no one knows who this person is.
But Ben.
Not so cool. Andrew said worst driver. Football talk 10, but no.
Aussie AB
said, do you have to be here to win? This isn't a tricky tray or a raffle, you know?
It'd be too tough to do that. We'll do more giveaways. We'll do a bunch of other stuff. But Ben Borgono.
SS Tupka said who? Who are you? I don't think I've ever seen SS Stupka in the chat.
Stupka, I think that's, I'm going to say, is Steve your first name? I feel like on Twitter, I recognize the last name. I could be wrong. Anyway.
Hilarious, though.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody, for...
Senor Shiny said, bro, this is worse than the Champions League draw. Again, we're so sorry. Somebody won, though. Congratulations to Ben. A name Christian made up, so we don't have to spend money on FIFA 21. Ben Borgata.
Yes, that is Steve Stupka. Thank you. Hey, yes.
Hey, what up, Steve?
Everton supporter as well. Yeah. He's been supporting and following for a while. So thank you, Steve. All right. So that is it. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another episode of the Prem Show. We appreciate it. Everybody who's listening to the podcast, twitch.tv/soccercooligans, get on board. We're having a great time here. We got 52 subscribers. It's going crazy.
Let's
Monkey
go.
Monkey is a hero.
You know, he's going absolutely nuts.
The Cooligans.
Not so cool. Andrew said Ben is a MILF. shouts to the funniest chat in all of Twitch. This is the best.
Oh, man. Yes, the new that new acronym for MILF is going to be great. Yeah, it's the MILF show.
Yeah, dude. When that league comes out, we ready.
So thanks again, everybody, for tuning in. Everybody in the chat, we appreciate it. It's so fun. Make sure you follow. Make sure you subscribe. Everybody listen to podcasts. We do this live on Twitch every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. I believe next week is... going to be no sorry, next week will be at 6 p.m. The 28th will be at 5 p.m. just because Alexis has a show. What do you got? You got something going
on? I have a show that starts like really close to how this ends, so
okay, so come back. And I've been playing a little bit of FIFA 21 here on Twitch, and it's been, I'm getting my ass handed to me in Ultimate Team. It is very difficult, you can watch me lose a little bit. Chad,
do you get to keep the cards from the previous year, or you got to start fresh?
No, you got to start over. That's why it's hard.
Oh, jeez.
Chad Benty just said, we love you, MILF. We do.
We love you, MILF. We do. MILFie, we love you.
All right, everybody. Thank you again for tuning in. We appreciate everybody listening. Thank you again. All right. So with that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!